Hi, this is Maddox Ryan. I play Callus. The first few episodes of this that I recorded, I wasn't on HRT yet, and so my voice probably will sound a lot lower in the next few episodes, just because since recording, I've done about 7 months of testosterone replacement therapy. But I hope that my voice hasn't changed too much to make Callus still an enjoyable character, and that I can still put the same amount of pep into her voice that I did before I started transition.
Cage and Jake are getting things from their apartment. While they're busy, here's the plan. Ty, Violet, I want you to stay here and help me with building the frame for the machine. Haley, Ezra, I want you to go to the store and pick up supplies. Screws, borts, bolts, you know what. I'll make a list. Tobin, I want you to supervise. Make sure no one does anything stupid. Katie, you're recording, right?
Of course, I even brought extra film so I don't have to leave.
Cool, you can keep doing that. Callus, can you, you can go supervise Ezra and Haley, okay?
Woohoo, yes, I'm the boss of all of you.
Yes, you are. Good job. Okay. Go team, be great, and all that stuff. Good luck!
Day one, we got the blueprint done, and now I gotta watch them build. I'm so excited.
We aren't doing much building yet. Just throwing together a framework with what we have here.
Okay, it's still cool though.
We're back.
Callus, Ezzy, welcome back!
Haley dropped a box of screws or something, so she's getting that.
Okay, look, Lauren built a box.
Ooh, cool box.
Thanks, but credit where credit's due. Ty and Violet did most of the heavy lifting.
It wasn't really heavy.
Yeah, but it was lifting, so half credit.
If a half credit is going to each of us, wouldn't that make it quarter credit?
Yeah, that makes sense. So quarter credit to each of us, and then half credit to Lauren.
Yeah.
Guys, please stop. I'm trying to think, and you're not helping. Callus, Ezra, can you put that stuff over there?
Of course we can. Come on.
Are you sure Haley is okay?
Yeah, we'll get her though. Mysterious job girl, where are you?
Her name is Haley. How do you not remember this? Haley, what's taking you so long? Get in here.
I'm coming.
Shouldn't Jake and Cage be back?
Cake.
Yeah, their place isn't far away from here. Can someone go check on them? I bet they got distracted.
I can go.
No, not on your own. Ezra, choose someone to go with you.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
You disappeared, so you are on house arrest. Supervisor's orders.
Oh, so I drop a box of screws and suddenly I'm untrustworthy? What kind of.
Oh, shut up. It doesn't even matter all that much.
Does that mean I can go with you?
No, that's not what I said. Supervisor says you stay here. Katie, can you trust your camera with someone else for a few minutes?
Seriously?
Oh, Callus, can you hold it, please?
Yup.
Please be careful with it. You know how much it means to me.
It'll be fine, Kit Kat. Come on, let's go.
Coming!
Hey, Lauren?
Hey, Callus, what's up?
I'm surprised you made me a supervisor. I didn't think you knew about my mechanic history.
You, a mechanic, as if.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You just, strike me as a mechanic. Yeah.
Wow, I'm just that good then.
Seems like it. Why don't you tell me about your mechanic history while I work?
Well, where should I begin?
I don't care. Wherever, I guess.
Well, growing up, my dad would always be building things, so I learned from him. Everything he built was really cool, and when I was like 10, I vowed that I would surpass him one day. We built houses, and when cars became a thing, we fixed those.
That's nice.
I even built mechanical wings that actually work.
Yeah, Kosh, you know, I don't think that's possible, even for a demon.
Well, maybe they don't work entirely on their own. They're imbued with a little magic, but they have a very light framework and are sturdy enough to stay together.
Okay, hold on a second. You're actually a mechanic? Like, you're not joking?
Yes. Have you not been listening to me?
No, I mean, I was listening, yes. I thought you were joking. Or at least exaggerating a little.
Well, I'm not. And not that you would care, but I did surpass my dad as a mechanic.
Hey, okay, calm down. I'm sorry. If you want to, you could come help me. I usually don't let many people near my contraptions and stuff, but I think you deserve it, since I kind of pushed you aside.
Okay, but someone needs to hold the camera.
I think I can take that.
All right, time to get to work. Let me see this. Oh, you did that wrong. Those wires are in the wrong place.
What? Oh yeah, those are mixed up. Oops.
Here, let me fix that for you. Your hands might slip through, and that wouldn't be good for anyone.
Yeah, I usually deal with it when I'm working, but I'm a bit stressed right now. I keep almost dropping the wrenches.
Do we need to be here? It looks like you have things under control.
I really like having the help, really. And you and Ty are some of the only people I trust to help work on these crazy devices. But with Kalos helping, it's really up to you.
What is this for, Lauren? I know we normally wouldn't ask, but we got so many magicians around. I'm just curious.
Not a magician, just stuffed with magic.
Right. It's still making me nervous.
Well, I'm actually working on a search device. It's going to amplify the magic to find...
Wait, it's what? You're making a magic amplifier? Don't you know how dangerous that is?
Not just that. It's also powered by magic.
Sorry, boss, but I think we gotta get out of here.
Of course, I'm not gonna stop you. Sorry for not explaining first. I didn't realize it would be a problem.
Of course it's gonna be a problem. Do you even realize who you're talking to? I mean, I'm mostly okay around it, but...
I'm definitely not. Magic has quite honestly ruined my life, so if you don't mind, or if you do, I'm leaving.
We're both leaving.
Right. Well, I hope to see you later then. Stay safe, alright?
Yeah, you too.
Good luck with your crazy contraption. Hope you guys don't blow up the world.
Come on, Ty. I'm not staying here.
Coming. Bye, guys.
Wait, hold the...
Good riddance.
They weren't there. Too much running.
What does he... Do they mean?
Ezra means that they weren't there. The building was empty, there was a whole bunch of stuff just piled up by the door.
What? Well, they obviously made it there, so why? Oh.
Is there something wrong? You all seem fairly distraught. Here's your camera, miss.
Oh, T, there's nothing wrong. I'll explain it later. For now...
Where are Jake and Cage? Weren't these two supposed to get them?
They're fine, T. They're just...
They're missing!
Missing?
Missing! Woohoo!
That's a bad thing, Kalos.
Oh, sorry. Missing. Aw, man.
They weren't there. There was stuff all over the floor, and Ezra told me not to worry, but I'm worrying.
Oh dear. I'm worrying now, too.
Someone please get the two empaths out of the same room. This is just an echo chamber of bad feelings.
Are you an empath, too?
No, but lucky for me, Katie is kind enough to broadcast her emotions all over the place.
T, let's go downstairs.
I'm sorry, Haley. I just have a really hard time controlling my emotions and my magic, and it tends to get a bit out of hand, and I'm sorry.
It was overwhelming, but it's okay. Just make sure you work on that.
Were you just nice?
Hey, shut up.
Haley is nice.
If you say so. Kit Kat, are you feeling a bit better now?
Yeah, I think so. Can someone go check on Tobin? I think I might have made him worried.
I'll go check on him.
I'm gonna turn off the camera while we get everything sorted out again.
Ezra, we need Les. I need his help on this try.
Hell no. What, just give him control? He'd never give it back.
I can get him to, I promise.
You promise?
Absolutely. We could make a quick deal if you really want to make sure.
No, I trust you. Just make sure you keep that promise.
Wow. That was a lot smoother than last time. How are you guys?
Hi, Les!
No, don't do that. Don't hug me. Ezra, change back. Please, I am begging you.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing good, though. We do need your help.
What am I doing?
I just need you to help Kalos try to power the machine since Cage isn't back.
And you're sure this will work?
Absolutely not, but we can try.
Of course.
All right, I'm powering up the machine. You just need to stand there and focus on casting your magic at that little box right there.
Isn't that a cat?
Ezra, I'm sorry, but we need Les again.
But, Kallus...
This is attempt number two.
Please?
Fine.
Alright, let's do this. Cal, focus.
Yeah.
Hey! Wait up! I'm not used to... running.
Is that Cage? I think I heard Cage. Are they back? Jake, Cage, you're back.
Wow, that's great.
Why are you running?
I thought there was a chance the machine would be ready, so we ran instead of teleporting.
Yeah. Also, it's really not that far.
How long were we gone? Is the machine done?
Yeah, you were gone so long we finished the machine and managed to convince Ezra to turn into Les. Twice.
You missed it. Les and I made a new breed of cat. Or was it a dog?
It was both, I think?
Cage, come on up here. Put your magic to good use.
Shouldn't we calibrate the machine first?
It'll be fine. I hope.
All right, here we go.
Oh, come on.
I told you.
Attempt number three.
Hopefully Cage doesn't ruin everything again.
Shut up. Let's just do this.
I still can't believe that Les didn't even need to be here yesterday.
Hi, welcome to Hell. May I get your... Cage! You're visiting me! Who are your friends?
You're joking, right? You have to be joking.
This is so cool. I always wanted to go to Hell.
Me too!
You're Jinx, right? Kallus said a lot about you. I'm Katie.
I'm Jinx. It's nice to meet you, Katie. How do you know Callie?
Callie? That is such a cute nickname. She's my demon. We made a deal, and now I live with her.
Wow! Has she played any pranks on you yet? Or do you help her prank?
Prank people? We prank people all the time. Just the other day, we...
It's not your break. Get back to work.
Oh, you're no fun, Rav. I'll be visiting Les soon. Maybe while I'm there, I can visit you and Callie.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Okay. I know why Haley's here, but why are you here?
Why am I here? Why did you decide to drag me along?
Because you're pissing me off.
I just noticed. But our names start with the same letter.
Ugh. So that didn't work.
Attempt number four.
Hey guys, how's the magic box?
Wow, I'm tired.
You are not using your magic like this.
Come on, T. You'll be fine.
No. Cage is not going to try to teleport a room full of people somewhere in this state.
Fine.
Aw, man. Attempt number five. Tobin is using the machine today, which is super exciting.
Alright, T.
Are you sure it's calibrated?
Yes, Cal. I'm sure.
Okay. Are you ready, Tobin?
I believe so.
Remember, you're just trying to get an object.
Yes, I know.
Let's just get this over with.
I've got something.
Yay!
Uh-oh.
Why uh-oh? You got something, didn't you?
That's Kuo's cane.
Oh, that's not good.
Who now?
Send it back, or he might stab Jake again.
Wait, what? It's a bit of a long story. It's been a couple of days, but this is attempt number six. Both Tobin and Cage are doing this one.
Are you two ready?
I believe so.
Alright, T. You're up first.
This must be it. This is what we're looking for.
Are you sure?
It looks like a recorder.
How do you know it's from the interviewer?
How many other people are going to be in a void somewhere recording notes?
It has to be it.
If it helps, I do agree with them.
Okay, fine. Everyone ready? I'm going now.
Sorry for the interruption. Thank you for listening to episode 10. This podcast is written, directed, and produced by Liliana Conrad and Felix Pozorski. Script, editing, help from Leviathan Radford. Music design done by Jared Cherney Cohen, and cover art done by Leviathan Radford. Our social media handles and how to support us can be found in the description of this episode. Lauren is voiced by Evelyn Boutier. Katie is voiced by Katarina Bourne. Callis is voiced by Ryan Maddox-Miller. Ezra is voiced by Ari Vanacker. Ty is voiced by Sylvan Koru Treebar. Violet is voiced by Billie Jean Radford. Haley is voiced by Dakota Rowe Bailey. Tobin is voiced by Leviathan Radford. Les is voiced by Felix Pazorski. Jake and Cage are voiced by Jacob Schwartz. Jinx is voiced by Karis Barnes, and Rav is voiced by Tyler Dagner. Thank you again for listening, and the next episode will be available in 2 weeks. Until next time.